From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 13th. It's Brock, July 13th. Big day in sports. Let's get to it. Let's get into it. First, from The Guardian Sport. Aston Villa hijack Newcastle's pursuit of £49m Johan Manzambi from Freiburg. So here's the deal. Newcastle thought they had Johan Manzambi in the bag, had even flown to Germany to finalise the transfer, but it looks like Aston Villa swooped in and stole the show. Manzambi's been impressing at the World Cup, and Villa's willing to pay a whopping £49 to bring him on board. This is a huge blow for Newcastle, especially since they thought they had a verbal agreement in place, but Manzambi was waiting to see how the World Cup played out before making it official. Next. Second, from The Guardian Sport. Andy Burnham has body of work that speaks volumes about how he gets football. Rob Draper. Andy Burnham's track record in football runs deep. He helped launch the Hillsborough Independent Panel and steered reforms behind the scenes. His influence stretches beyond party politics. In 2007, after England's 3-2 loss to Croatia and missing Euro 2008, Burnham was at Wembley with James Purnell and Premier League chief Richard Scudamore. As Minister for Culture, Media and Sport, he pressed for change. Observers say his behind-the-scenes work could shape any future success, even a World Cup triumph. Burnham's legacy shows how political will can lift the game when confidence falters. Up next, third, from The Guardian Sport. England v India, Women's Test, Day 4 updates, live. England is taking on India in a Women's Test match at Lord's. The game is heading into its fourth day. There's been a significant development. Heather Knight has announced her retirement from cricket. This news came out in the middle of the match, similar to how Ben Stokes handled his own retirement. Knight has had a fantastic career, and this announcement has added a new layer to the ongoing test match. The action resumes at 11 a.m. BST, and we can expect an exciting day of cricket ahead. And then, fourth, from PFT Alt. Patriots assistant Thomas Brown says it's frustrating NFL hired no new black head coaches. 10 NFL teams hired new head coaches this year. None of those coaches are black. Patriots passing game coordinator, tight ends. Coach Thomas Brown is one of the many black assistants who interviewed for multiple jobs, but wasn't chosen. Brown told Mike Rice of ESPN that getting many interviews over the years, but not getting a head coaching job, has been difficult for him. It's a very complex conversation, something that has been a consistent dialogue almost every single year. To say it's frustrating in some ways is probably an understatement, Brown said. I've constantly heard this mantra the last 6 years in the NFL, that people hire the most qualified candidates, which I hope is true and accurate. But you're also seeing almost every time that is never a black coach, which is frustrating. I've also heard the phrase, there's not many candidates in the pipeline to choose from. I do take issue with that, because I've been around some high-level great communicators, great connectors of people, at every stop I've been. The 40-year-old Brown was a college running back who was drafted in the sixth round by the Falcons in 2008. After a three-year NFL playing career, Brown has spent 15 years in coaching, including 5 games as interim head coach of the Bears in 2024. The NFL currently has 3 black head coaches, Todd Bowles of the Buccaneers, DeMeco Ryans of the Texans, and Aaron Glenn of the Jets. Next. Fifth, from The Guardian Sport. World Cup 2026. Build up to blockbuster semi-finals. Infantino hints at 64-team expansion, live. The World Cup is heading into its final week, and the semi-finals are shaping up to be a real blockbuster. Meanwhile, FIFA President Gianni Infantino is throwing his weight behind the idea of expanding the tournament to 64 teams. Now, I know what you're thinking. That's a lot of extra teams, but Infantino makes a good point. An expanded competition could give more countries a chance to participate and shake up the format. One potential benefit is that it would eliminate the third-place qualification situation, which can be a bit of a mess. But it's not all sunshine and rainbows. An expanded field would also mean more qualification matches, which could be a real grind. And let's not forget the logistical nightmare of hosting 64 teams. It's a big ask, to say the least. Up next, sixth from Sky Sports, the open storylines, Scheffler, McIlroy, DeChambeau, Fleetwood, and more. Scheffler and McIlroy are entering the Open with some doubts surrounding their form. Scheffler's last few tournaments haven't been as strong as we've come to expect, and he's been struggling with his putting. McIlroy, on the other hand, has been dealing with a nagging issue with his left hip, which has impacted his swing. Meanwhile, Bryson DeChambeau is looking to bounce back after a tough stretch, and Tommy Fleetwood is in search of his first major win. Fleetwood has been playing solid golf, but he's yet to break through at the highest level. He's got a good chance to change that this week at the Open. Another player to watch is Colin Morikawa, who's been playing some of the best golf of his career. He's got a strong track record at links courses and is looking to add to his growing collection of major wins. Justin Thomas is another contender, and he's been working on his game in preparation for the Open. He's got the talent and the experience to make a deep run, and he's definitely one to keep an eye on. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.